It's Hot 104.7. 707. We're going to top out at 41 today. Ah, what a lovely day.
Why is it a lovely day?
Because everyone agrees with me.
No. Well, you know, every dog has his day.
Yeah. The poll, I gotta readjust results for the poll based off of your vote. Well, I'll just go
vote. I voted once. You didn't vote?
No, I don't vote in the polls.
Liar, pants on fire.
Oh, stop. I don't try to sway the results.
I wasn't swaying the results. I was voting.
Okay, well then I guess I'll go vote too. Sheesh. Anyway. Oh, that's why it's not showing up on the front page, because I screwed up the categories.
Way to go.
Yeah, my bad. That was totally my bad. So that's why it was only the Facebookers were finding it. Is it okay to buy a gift for someone with a gift card that they gave you? I think this is perfectly fine.
No.
And Mel thinks it's, you know, the most deplorable thing you could possibly perpetuate on someone at Christmas.
Okay, but first of all, I didn't say it like that.
Well. You're saying it's horrible.
I did not say it like that.
You know what is horrible?
What?
That there's a 1 in 9 chance your parents wish they hadn't had you.
What?
According to a new survey, 11% of parents say they, quote, regretted their choice to have children.
What?
It's a 1 in 9 chance.
They admitted that?
Another 21% say they're indifferent about having kids. In other words, only 2/3 of parents are happy that they became parents. Doesn't mean that they don't love you. It just means they maybe wish you were never born.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
Ouch.
Of the group that regretted having kids, the top reason was a negative impact on their finances.
Oh.
The rest of the top 5 reasons were negative impacts on working life, their relationship, their sex life, and their social life.
Okay.
Yeah. We love you. We wish we never had you, but we still love you.
Yeah. Wow.
Instead of sitting at home all through my 30s and 40s, we had you. That's a horrible thing to admit, isn't it?
It's awful.
Terrible.
It's really bad.
But yet we're laughing at it.
We're laughing because I can't believe they admitted it. That's why.
And it is kind of funny, too.
Wow.
Anyway, news coming up in just a few more of your calls and texts on the way, and the embarrassing video from my past that surfaced recently is coming up next, along with the Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders. Hang on. Out of 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:23, topping out at 41 today. What's so funny?
I'm just laughing at you trying to figure.
Okay. Internet quote of the day. Don't screw it up this time.
Dear parents, thank you for giving me a weird name. Sincerely, the child who can't buy his name on a keychain.
You still screwed it up.
I still did.
All right.
I'll get back into the groove of things soon.
Yeah. Actually, no, I would prefer you not.
Why?
Because you haven't jerked the the show off the road yet.
Oh, I can.
Since you've been back. No, please don't. Okay, so I promised I would bring this out when Mel was back, and I forgot to yesterday. It was an honest mistake.
Sure it was.
So what do you think?
Rock on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were rocking.
We
rocked you like a hurricane.
Something like that. I digging the backwards hat. Digging that. I really wish that you would have had holes in your jeans.
Oh.
I really like Kyle's hair.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
The more I think about it, I think this was 1995.
Yeah, Kyle's hair was wow.
It was. Kyle's mullet is not as long as it was.
It was
one of the best in captivity in the 90s.
His hair on there kind of reminds me of Zach Morris hair.
And the thing is, his hair is still mostly the same, but he did ditch the party in the back.
Okay, good.
You know, and now he's all business.
And Jesse, he needs to move around a little bit more.
It was a practice.
Okay, work the stage a little more.
Yeah.
And then you, right at the end, what was that crap? All of a sudden, you're like playing. You're done with
let's
the song.
Just,
you're done with the song you're playing. What is that?
Well, The guy who posted this on YouTube was the singer.
Ah, was Jesse?
And even he himself said, me on vocals, sort of. I think is what he said.
What was that song that you guys were playing?
I don't even remember what it was. Oh, it was called The Trip, I guess.
Did you write it?
The music. Sort of.
Okay.
It's basically a bunch of other songs, riffs cobbled together into something we thought was our own, but it wasn't really. But and then at the end, whenever we practiced, I used to drive the other guys nuts because I would not stop playing. I was always screwing around with my guitar.
Yeah, right at the end. Song's done.
So we're done, and like, here's the end of it.
Stops the video.
And if I didn't do that, then I would put down my guitar, and then Steve, the drummer, he would get off his drums. He'd pick up my guitar, and I'd bang on his drums.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was awesome. The video is up at hot1047.com. You can go check it out. The only reason I find it embarrassing outside of me wearing my hat backwards and the Fresh Baked Buns t-shirt I was wearing, which you can't really read, but... is that our music was so average. It wasn't horrible. Isn't that the worst thing ever?
No.
But it was...
Listen to it.
You know, no one will... It won't ever be a big YouTube video because it's just kind of...
Four teenage guys with bad hair and outfits and playing some music that they kind of wrote.
Yeah, our singer wearing pajamas.
Yeah, was he wearing Zuba pants or something? What the heck was that?
And Kyle, our bass player, was not very rock and roll because he tucked in his shirt.
Yeah. You guys needed an extreme makeover of your
And our
band.
Poor drummer is covered up in the video the whole time because...
Yeah. And then at one point, Kyle turns towards...
At the end.
Yeah, he turns and is showing his butt to...
We were practicing. Okay. It was not a performance. It was a practice. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
I don't know who the hell was taping it, but...
Yeah.
Anyway. So, there you go. If you want to go see my very, very incredibly mediocre band from high school, there it is. Hot1047.com in all of its glory. We got to do the mash for cash now.
Okay.
Here it is. No, I'm kidding.
Please don't play that anymore.
That's called... Oh, I never did say the name of our band.
Oh, yeah. The name of your band is...
Flies in My Station Wagon.
That's so stupid.
Well, growing up, didn't your family have a station wagon? There are always flies in it?
No.
Okay.
We had a Suburban.
We thought it was pretty South Dakota. Well, none of us had a Suburban growing up. Oh, probably, if it was flies in my Suburban, then my wife probably would have been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Mash for Cash, here it is. Three 6 1 5 7. It's the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. If you name all seven songs, title, and artist, you will win $135 today from Quality Lenders. Good luck.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Sioux Falls
weather. We're going to top out at 41 today, 17 tonight, 43 tomorrow. Right now it is 17 and the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. There are seven songs all mashed up. We just played it for you. If you know all seven, you win the money. Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good. So do you think you know all seven songs?
I think I do.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. Kid Rock, All Summer Long. Katy Perry, Part of Me. Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks. Black Eyed Peas, I'm a Bee. LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem. Neon Trees, Everybody Talks. And Bad Meets Evil featuring Bruno Mars, Lighters.
Sarah, you got them.
Yes, I am so excited.
The one that tricked up, I believe her name was Erica yesterday, was She said she had it right, but it wasn't right. It was Bad Meets
Eminem
Evil.
He's part of that.
Yeah, it was
somebody else,
and it was Eminem and Bruno Mars, and I can't remember the name of the other rapper that was in that song.
Like,
but
something 5'9" or
I can't remember. But anyway, it was Bad Meets Evil. Congratulations, Sarah! $135 for you from Quality Lenders.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Lumineers, love this song. It's Ho Hey. Hot 104.7 at 7:35.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out at 41 today, 17 right now. You and I were discussing while Lumineers was playing a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I belong with you, you belong with me in my sweet, what's that word?
Heart, I think.
That's what I thought it was, too. It's not.
What is it?
Ho.
Oh. My sweet ho?
Yeah.
Is it a Nicki Minaj song?
According to azlyrics.com, that's what it is.
Really?
I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweet ho.
Really? What? Is that right?
No, I thought maybe it was a period after sweet, because then ho was in parentheses. But it wasn't. It was just a piece of gunk on my laptop screen. I'm confused. Dirt for punctuation on my computer before. Anyway, it's You're My Sweet Ho.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to point out that even though this week our drinks are a little more than normal.
A little bit.
Normally, on an average, you beat me by quite a bit every week. Just want to point that out.
Okay. Where are we sitting right now?
You're at 4 and I'm at 5.
Oh, okay.
And we've had most of those are from today. We were tied yesterday.
Okay. I got to do the vault.
Yes.
Almost forgot, but did not.
I wrote it down.
Yeah. But not where I could see it.
How can you not see it right there?
Well, if I turn my head, I can.
Do you want me to put it behind me?
The number for the vault today is 5. If you know all 3 numbers on Friday when we ask for them, you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. There. Okay. So our poll question at hot1047.com today, is it okay if you buy a gift for someone with the gift card they gave you?
No.
And I think that, yes, it is perfectly fine. They gave it to you. It is your property to do with what you wish.
It's them buying their own gift.
Poll results so far, 58% say they agree with me. Yes, it is okay.
It's not.
I got an email from Les, and Les is definitely on your side. He says, hi, it's addressed to you.
Oh, hi, Les.
Even though the AM at hot1047.com email is
it's supposed to be for both of us.
Yeah. I'm the only one who ever reads it.
Yes.
Even when I'm gone, you don't.
I forget about it.
Hi, Mel. First of all, if Andy would word the question right, you would be way ahead in this poll. Your issue is not using the gift card. The issue is telling someone you use the gift card to purchase your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Andy does this to you all the time. Tacky, tacky, tacky.
It's true. You do it to me all the time.
I did not do anything. I asked the question that was in the original email.
I have no...
Let me find the original email and I'll read it for you.
Let's say his name is Bob. Buys Sue a gift with the gift card Sue gave Bob.
Here is the question she asked. Is it wrong for him to do this? Isn't it sort of like I bought my own Christmas present?
Yes!
Well, I'm saying no, it's not.
But you didn't word it.
I worded it the exact way Marie worded it.
Okay.
It was her question.
Okay.
It was her question.
Right. Okay. So, yes, it is. The question is, isn't it like I'm buying my own Christmas gift? That's actually the question. And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, let's see here. Jessica is on the phone. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good.
So, is it okay to buy a gift for someone with the gift card they gave you?
No.
Why not?
Because that's just, like, disrespecting the woman in a way.
See?
Because...
Okay, let's pretend that the person she gave the gift card to last year was a girl.
Okay, like the scenario that's going on or whatever, that would be if I put myself into that position, I would be mad as well because that would be like, well, if I got him a gift again this year, is he going to give it to me next year and save it?
Well, I guess if that's that big a problem, then don't give a gift card. Give a real gift. Or not a real gift. That's not the wrong word. But, I mean, give a thing instead of a gift card.
Well, that's fine, but if he turned around and actually used the gift card at a place and actually put some of his own money in, then that would be one thing. But since he used to use the gift card, then I'm against that.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
361-5557, email or text AM at hot1047.com. I have other texts and emails here. Tyson emailed me and said, I think Sheldon Cooper would agree with Andy. I think you're right, Tyson.
So the most annoying person in the world would agree with you. Okay. you just go ahead with that. I've been watching a lot of Big Bang Theory lately.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
Well, DVD, since I don't have the satellite hooked up yet.
I got an email from Tabitha about the Ho Hey lyrics.
Yeah?
And she said, just so you know, your lyrics don't seem correct. I have checked a couple different lyric sites, and it said this. Blah, 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 blah. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweet. But it, yeah. The one I looked at, in parentheses, it said, ho. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. It doesn't say sweetheart.
No, it's not heart.
But that's what we thought it was.
That's kind of what I thought it was.
Well, it sounds like
let
it.
Let me see if I can...
Can you cue it up?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay.
We'll see if this works. For blood that I will bleed. No, that's too far. Let me try this spot. Okay, that part, it is you're my sweet. At that point.
Right.
And but then, later and on in the song...
Ho.
Yeah, I gotta move forward. She'd be standing next to me. Good thing this is a short song. Oh.
It sounds like heart.
Ho. I heard ho.
You're my sweet
one.
Ho?
They're a romantic band.
I did like this song.
It's 7:49. Need more. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:58. Oh, did we open a can of worms with the Ho Hey song?
I love it.
Everybody and their dog is sending us lyrics from lyric sites.
Oh, okay.
But the only one who had the logical answer that I really wish I would have thought of was Megan.
Okay.
She said, if you go to their page.
Oh, well, I'm at their page now.
And go under lyrics, it states sweetheart followed by sweet.
Oh.
So it is sweetheart. It sounds, sometimes it sounds like ho, but like I looked again at the AZ Lyrics one,
mm-hmm.
and at one point it says sweetheart, but then the person who sent it to me sent the same one that I looked up.
Yeah.
It said sweet ho later on.
So do you think that he's calling his sweetheart?
Ho was in parentheses mm. as like a nonsense word.
Because it's what they're singing throughout the whole song.
Well, my sweet, ha. I always thought it was heart, because that just made sense. My sweetheart.
My sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but maybe they're calling them their sweetheart and their sweet hoe.
Someone gave themselves a drink because they missed the vault number. That's pretty cool. Because they sent me a text that said, what, no vault number? And I said, we did do it.
Yeah.
And they gave themselves a drink.
Okay. I am on their website.
Okay.
And it does say, I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweet. It does not say in parentheses who.
Okay. Well, good. I really wish I would have gone to that source instead of azlyrics.com.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that they...
Because now I probably got a virus.
I didn't realize that they had lyrics on their pages.
Well, some do, some don't. Is it okay to buy a gift for someone with the gift card they gave you a year before? This happened to someone who emailed in yesterday, and interesting question. So far, that is our poll question today as well at hot1047.com. 62% agree with me that yes, it is okay. I will agree with you, Mel, that you should not tell them if you do this.
Right. I'm okay with it if you don't tell them.
Yeah. Courtney's on the phone. How are you, Courtney?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
I said, you guys were talking about the gift card thing.
Yeah. Is it okay to give someone a gift that you bought with the gift card they gave you?
The only thing I have to say about that is, how would they know?
Well, he told her.
Huh?
He told her.
Oh, he told her?
Yeah.
But in any other circumstance, I mean, someone gives you a gift card, they wouldn't know that you used the gift card to buy them the gift.
Yeah, I would be okay if he didn't tell her.
Yeah.
But telling her makes it very, very tacky.
Yes, telling
I do not disagree with that.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that.
With that.
But
that is very true.
But the question in and of itself, is it okay to do that, is more what I wanted to know.
It would be okay if he didn't tell her.
If he didn't tell her, yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, how would they know otherwise?
Yeah, because it brings the tacky when when he says, yeah, here's your present, and I bought it with the gift card you gave me. I'd be like, really? Jerk face?
Smart.
Why is it every time you do an impersonation of a guy, you always make him sound like he's the dumbest person on the planet?
Why do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Oh, so you gave me a gift that you bought with the gift card I gave you last year. Oh, okay.
You know, I don't have a boyfriend, so I can make fun of boys and make them sound like they're stupid. But since you are married and I'm also right here, no, I wouldn't do that.
I'll do my impersonation of my wife then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So you bought me a gift card? Or you bought me a gift with the gift card I gave you? Yeah. Hmm. That's pretty much it.
That sounds more like it.
Thank you for the call, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.
What's your impersonation of me?
It's 802 Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.